The whistling between songs is fine, but I'm not there during the songs. I really appreciate it. And I'll get you a copy of the recording.
I shall do my best. But I promise nothing. I'll do my best.
Thank you.
Thank you. voice of the network can be heard. The only source of American rock and roll at the time. I remember Rumble and my sister also introduced me to Jimmy Page, who, one of the first things he played me with that, because it was so simple to play. And ironically, we're still playing it, same three chords.
Thank you. then I'll be there. couple of songs, and that was one of them that me and Jeff listened to. That was Budding Eye. We were trying to do Budding Eye. And we're going to do one now by Muddy Waters that we love the lead on. And the person I would like to play the lead is Greg Cox.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm gonna call her Paul. But we did get together, and he would tell me things I should hear, and I'd tell him stuff that I like. And one of the songs was Did Somebody Wrong? He was an Elmore James fan. And Derek's wife, Susan Tedeschi, is going to come out.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Such an honor to be here.
Love.
unfortunately, someone's gate crashed.
Thank you. record on this piano. There's been a lot of wake-up calls for me, watching Jeff and listening to Jeff and working with Jeff. It's always intriguing, and Pat is a great musician.
He has so much to offer, and, you know, he's been able to carve his own path.
Music draws people together, and somebody loves it, touch paper, and got a band, and that's it.
Makes you feel like important, like what you have to offer is a beautiful thing.
I told him that he was the Pablo Picasso of electric guitar, and he said back to me, he goes, I would think I was more the Jackson Pollock. And I was like, touche.
Reaching for new things.
Jeff's an incredible artist, and I always have an affinity for male artists who can find fantastic female artists to accompany them.
Jeff is the guy who took the instrument of guitar to the furthest reaches of the guitar universe, and nobody even got close.
Everybody respects Jeff. He's an extraordinary musician, and he's developed a technique which is so complex. It's just a beauty to behold and hear and to feel his playing. He's having a conversation with you in his back. It's just he's not singing.
Jeff's an amazing person because he can get the most incredible sounds out of an electric guitar. Even after he's flying across the studio, he will still pick it up, wiggle it a bit, and make great sound. And he uses the guitar as his voice. He sings with his guitar. And I don't know any other guitar player like him.
And George, when you could hear the button go, he said, Jeff, that was very tasteful. Mr. Eric Clapton, isn't it?
When I talk to other guitar players about him, you know, there's no question. I mean, there's everybody else, and then there's Jeff Beck.
I don't even know how he's doing half of it. I mean, he's combining the tremolo arm with bending and with volume. There's so much going on between his left hand and his right hand, and what the right hand is doing, all the independence that it has. It's all about making that voice.
To present me with the award, I was really flattered. And what he said really brought me to tears.
You'd sort of listen to Jeff along the way, and you'd go, well, he's getting really, really good, Jeff, you know. And you'd hear him a few years later, and he just keep getting better and better and better, and he still has all the way through. And he leaves us mere mortals, believe me, you know, just wondering and just having so much respect for him. And I tell you, I'm really honored to be here to induct Jeff into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because he's done so much for rock and roll, he always will.
People do need to up their awareness about him. I mean, where have they been?
He gets sounds that no other guitar player gets. He bends notes like no other guitar player. You know, he was and is still the most original guitar player ever.
I always keep a guitar in nearly every place in the house to remind me that I should be doing that. And the guitar is always a constant challenge. Every time I pick it up, I pretend that I've just started playing. And it seems to work.
Thank you.
Bless your heart. It's a beautiful turnout for Mr. Jeff. He would have been mortified. Thankfully, we were able to bring an Annika from Jeff's group. Very excited to bring up on stage a couple of heroic friends of Jeff's. Mr. Billy Gibbons and Mr. Kirk Hammond to help us out.
Boy and a little girl, trying to change the whole wide world. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome John McLaughlin.
Thank you.
the back.
Thank you. Rush Pudding from the old Chuck Peck Band.
Thank you.
Hello? Isn't it wonderful that Jeff has gathered us all here together? He's the glue of this whole life. Obviously it's all about him, but all of us know each other and love each other. And it's all because of Jeff. You know? We know. We love Jeff, we do. We love him very much. This is a good old rock and chill that I used to do with Jeff, and I know you did as well. Let's take that power.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope that you're enjoying this evening's tribute to the late and great Jeff Beck. There will now be an interval of 25 minutes. Thank you.
Boston.
Oh, that's funny.
25 years ago. Thank you, man. It's a pleasure to be here and meet you.
Same to you. Same to you, Ron.
So, what now? You all right? I'm still in shock. Please welcome Robert Randall.
Thank you.
Josh Stone.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here this evening. Honor of Ham.
Thank you.
so much. You want to get funky in here real quick?
Thank you.
tell you, the boys and us have only an hour's rehearsal, have we not? So there could be a lot of fuck-ups. As I said, we're here and enjoy. The first song is a song that Jeff played on one of my tracks on one of my albums called Infatuation. Keep your fingers crossed.
He took us to America.
He did, he took us to America.
60 years, you know, 60 years in Parliament. So we recorded, we're going to do two songs off of Truth. Getting old enough. That was recorded, this whole album was recorded at Abbey Road, you know, the one with the zebra crossing. So the first one is Ronnie, Rock My Flint Song.
You
Gary Clark's coming out, he can play. I've never seen so many guitars in my life, that's so. Gary's going to come out now, we're going to do Jeff. Jeff did me a favour playing on Fatuation, and he asked me to sing what I think is the greatest civil rights song ever written, and by Curtis Mayfield, People Get Ready.
What about that?
Thank you.